You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. The 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I'm a little grumpy today. And I know I kind of am grumpy a lot of times lately, but I think it's because I'm getting older and I have less patience. But I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, and I love living in Las Vegas, but what I dislike are the drivers, okay? I spent a lot of time in L.A. when I went to school in L.A., and the drivers in L.A. are way nicer than the drivers in Vegas. So for those of you that always use the term L.A. drivers, oh, you know nothing until you've driven in Vegas. Now, the reason why Vegas is such a difficult place to drive, not so much the streets. The streets are pretty easy. In fact, the streets to Las Vegas, some of you that are new to the area, you're like, I don't get this. You have Twain and Flamingo and Tropicana, but where's Bellagio Street? Where's Mandalay Bay Street? Remember, the streets were made and the streets were named for the hotel on the strip. So Tropicana at the Tropicana Hotel, Hacienda, we had a Hacienda Hotel, Flamingo, and just because the hotel, there was a Dune Street, right? Dunes Way. In fact, you could go all the way west, and even though the center is kind of starting to not have as many tenants, it's like a Rainbow Dunes Center. Dunes was a street because we had a Dunes Hotel. Then you have the Sahara. The Sahara Hotel was a very, very popular hotel in the day. So that's what, no, Charleston was for Mount Charleston, okay? That was, yeah, that's different. There was no Charleston Hotel. I mean, who knows? Maybe there was. You know, I mean, I wasn't here in the 1950s. But anyway, so the streets were named for the hotels, which is pretty easy. So if you were living as a local, you know, who needed to get to work, and you worked at the Tropicana Hotel, it's very easy. You just went east, or you just went west off Tropicana, and eventually you get to the Tropicana Hotel. It's brilliant. All roads lead to the casino. You notice that? Okay, all roads lead to the casino. You could be driving and driving and driving, and there is something that's going to take you back to a casino. Even when you try to go up to Red Rock, we have these beautiful mountains in Las Vegas, and there's this loop. And you could drive to the mountains, and all of a sudden, then the street starts to turn. And you're like, okay, well, there's the mountains, and, you know, by mountains, and you're going, well, where does this street take you to? Takes you down to Blue Diamond, and then takes you all the way back to the I-15, and then, of course, the casino. So all roads go to the casinos. In fact, one of our main highways now, right, is it just circles the casinos, all right? That's just what happens, even though we do have other industries, okay? So street-wise, driving around Vegas, is easy. That's pretty easy. Kind of gritty, a little bit like New York, except, I mean, huge intersections. But the etiquette here, okay, some of you guys, when you drive, are real rectums, if I could say. And I don't understand it. I mean, you know, okay, so anyway, so I'm sitting there at a California stop. Okay, now I don't do a California stop. California stop is when you just keep rolling and you don't technically stop. Well, there's a lot of cops and they're, you know, giving a lot of tickets. So I'm trying to do a full non-California stop, right? Like a Midwest stop where you, you know, literally follow the rules. And then one of you, beep, today, leave me alone. I know what I'm doing. I'm probably older than that little piece of crap kid behind me, but still, he doesn't care. He beeps. Then drives by me, and of course, he gives me the finger. Now, what did I do so bad? I was just following certain, you know, traffic laws. And by the way, your hands are supposed to be on the 10 to 2 position of the wheel. All right? And I think the reason why I'm mad is not because somebody gave me the finger. I'm giving the finger all the time. I mean, that's just, you know, some of you are listening right now to the radio, pointing the finger at the radio right now. So I get, you know, I get that. I'm a tough girl. I guess what I don't like is I'm now that older woman that is getting honked and being shown the finger, okay? 20, 25 years ago, when I was driving around Las Vegas, I was the one doing the beeps. I was the one giving people the middle fingers. And I would look at some middle-aged woman who's sitting there trying to sing to Madonna like she was old and get the hell out of my way. Now it's my time to own the streets. And I guess that's how I felt today. And that kind of stinks. I understand what comes around goes around, and I really, really wish I treated people a lot nicer when I drove. I used to really have a bug up my butt. I used to, like if you would stop at a red light, I would jump out of the car to go and hit the pedestrian walking button because I thought it would manipulate the light to then hurry up with its cycle and then immediately change. So I would be in the center lane and I would leave the car running, door open, jump out, hit the button. Of course, everybody that was waiting was like, yay, oh, she's so smart. Yay, oh my God, anytime, anytime. Right? Then I would strut back to my car. Hopefully the light would change and I could drive on. Maybe that's why I was really skinny, because I kept jumping out of the car to hit the pedestrian button. Don't do that. That's very dangerous because somebody, you know, getting ready to turn right could hit you. But I was still overly nice. Okay, so what sort of driver's etiquette should we talk about? We should be talking about some driver's etiquette, because I got to tell you something. The way a lot of you guys do things, or the way you were trained to drive, completely different than the way kids are driving now. You would think driving rules would be very similar generation after generation. Remember, the first original stop sign was like black and white. It wasn't even red. Yeah, so things do change. But, you know, many of you, as a doctor, I see come into my office because you were, shall we say, I don't know if tailgate is the right word, but somebody hit you from behind, like rear-ended you. And we're talking about in a car. Gosh, okay, so, and then here you have, you know, lifelong neck injuries from being rear-ended. Well, there are certain tips that I could give you so you don't get as much force from the rear-ending. Okay, you know, will you guys just please grow up? Okay, so we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how the world, I think some world leaders think we are unprepared for global warming. Right. And then, oh, there's so much you want to talk about. It's just my computer is acting up. Okay, you know what? Fine. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI.
I'm a walking in the rain.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, staff workers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237. 37 extension 130.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. You can follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. And I want to thank a lot of you guys for donating your $5 for kids with blood cancer. I really do appreciate it. I'm raising money for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, and I want to raise $100,000. And I think I could do it by asking everybody to give $5. We're just talking $5. And where does this money go? This money goes to helping these kids pay for their medical bills. And it also goes for research. Very easy to donate, very secure. I love PayPal. I'm a huge fan of PayPal. Or any sort of site that's encrypted and protected, okay, because I don't like to mail checks anymore because the cost of the stamp a lot of times is more money than what I'm mailing. But $5 from everybody could really go a long way, and even if you could give more, please, we'll take it. Go to drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com, and follow all the links on how to help blood cancer. Click on the button, and there's a way for you guys to donate. Thank you. If you could stick a $5 through your USB port, I'd take it, but apparently we can't do that yet. All right, some of you guys have left questions on our answer line, so let's see if we can answer some of them. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hi, Dr. Bailey. I'm here in Las Vegas. I'm listening to your show right now. I'm a truck driver. And I'm just curious, cholesterol, what is the best thing we can do for high cholesterol other than statin drugs? I have high blood pressure. I take blood pressure medicine, and I take CoQ10. I also take resveratrol. But for cholesterol, what is the best thing? I appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay, I wish I was talking to you live because I'd like to know why you don't want to take the statin medications, because that to me is the, you know, one of the, I don't want to say the best, but one of the most successful. The best thing to do is hands down diet and exercise. But, you know, there's a lot of things out there for, to help lower cholesterol. You don't always have to go the statin medication. And even though it is my favorite group of medicine ever, I don't prescribe it right away. Just because I like a medicine doesn't mean I prescribe it. I like a medicine for people who need it. But if your cholesterol is just a little high, no, I don't make you take the statin medication. So when I prescribe it is when you have multiple cardiac risk factors, when I want to get that LDL down lower, when I think you're at risk for a heart attack, you know, when I just kind of get that mommy sense. Okay, that you are probably clogging your arteries, you're a smoker, you have diabetes, et cetera, that kind of thing, then I'm kicking the medication. But first and foremost, I'm not thinking about medication right now. First and foremost, what you guys need to do is identify the problem. Many of us don't think we have high cholesterol. When we don't think we have a problem, we ignore it. You know, admitting you have the problem is half the cure. Isn't that what they say in AA? You know, like admitting you have an alcohol problem, you're already halfway there. Well, same thing. Admitting you have high cholesterol, knowing you have high cholesterol is a brilliant start, because once you know, you're going to be more cognizant of it. This is another reason why I still tell people to kind of weigh themselves every now and then, because you may not think you have a weight problem, and so you get more lax about things. But once you know that you have to always have that on your mind, the back of your mind, that you need to watch your weight, then when that happens, you are more going to be more inclined to watch what you do. So first and foremost, and this is also being reported by WebMD, they give us some tips to cut cholesterol. They go, set a target. Come up with a target. Now, even though the, who was it? I don't know if it was the, I'm trying to think which group had decided to change the cholesterol guidelines. I don't know if it was the American Heart Association. I don't want to say that yet, where we don't really have a target goal of an LDL of 70 or a target goal of LDL of 100 or 130 anymore. They said don't look at a number. Personally, I think the number does help my patients. So come up with the number. Okay, and then we come up with a plan on what we could do to start lowering 5 points a week, something like that. Okay, I'm gonna tell you about the medications out there, but we're not gonna do medications yet. Okay, so you're gonna start working on your diet. Okay, we're gonna avoid saturated fat. Okay, even though eggs don't really raise cholesterol, if you eat a lot of them, if you use butter, if you saute the eggs in the fat from the sizzling bacon, okay, that's going to be an issue. If you eat a bunch of crappy food, that's going to be an issue. So you got to eat more of the smart fats. Use olive oil or even canola oil as opposed to vegetable oil, butter, stick margarine, shortening, etc. Okay? Another thing that you could eat again is the fish. Salmon is huge. Now, I know a lot of you are like, she always talks about salmon. I mean, tuna has omega-3s. You got to watch the mercury, but you could also do tuna. The American Heart Association also recommends that fish is the most preferable source of the omega-3s as opposed to the pill omega-3s. Some of you are like, you know what, I'll just take the pills. They won't lower your cholesterol by a lot, but maybe by a little. Now, are there plant sources of omega-3s? Absolutely. Soybeans, canola, flax seeds, walnuts, that kind of thing, but not as big as a punch as fish. Now, fiber is huge. If you want to lower your cholesterol and lower it fast, you got to increase the fiber, because fiber, especially the soluble, prevents cholesterol from getting into your blood system by absorbing it in the GI tract like a sponge. Now, where can you get soluble fiber? oats, barley, even dried beans, those seem to work really, really well. Now, some people have heard me talk about taking some Metamucil or fiber products with psyllium. These sometimes taking, you know, drinking your fiber at night before you go to bed could be very helpful. And then, of course, regular fruits and vegetables are pretty big. Those are pretty smart to do. Exercise is huge. If you guys could exercise, okay, even if it's just a little bit, all right, even if it's 10 minutes a day, you are going to burn through the cholesterol. Some of you have asked me about alcohol. For those who joined us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Alcohol has been known to raise HDL. However, okay, here's the kicker, okay? We sometimes notice that your HDL, remember we talked about not all HDL is good? Yeah, okay, you have to be very, very careful because sometimes the alcohol will raise your triglycerides. Triglycerides are the fats in your blood, and you can become a diabetic. So the reason why we don't tell you to drink alcohol on a regular basis is because if you start to become diabetic, that screws up your heart so much more than what the alcohol protected you with. Okay, green tea. Sometimes we suggest that you could do green tea. That could also maybe lower cholesterol. Nuts are a biggie. We talked about walnuts. Almonds help. They also make you feel full. A lot of us like to go to peanuts, but you notice they always talk about the non-good, you know, tasting ones. Now, mind you, if they were dipped and wrapped in chocolate, I could maybe eat it, but still. You know, some of you guys are smokers, and you don't realize that the actual smoking can mess you up. And cause your, I believe what it does is it affects the HDL. So you could be a smoker and have an HDL that's lower than it should be because of the smoking. So it there's some mechanism with that and the HDL that we recommend now or that we urge you avoid. Okay, now the medications though are going to be where you're going to get your biggest bang for your buck. So here's the thing. You have to do all those other things anyway. Even if your doctor puts you on a medication, you still have to do all that other stuff. Okay? You know, everybody thinks I can take the medication so I can still eat the crap. No, you still have to do all that other stuff. But, you know, I got to tell you something. My husband lost about 40 pounds. His cholesterol went back to normal. Losing the weight will help you. Not only is it because of what you're eating, but also because of your metabolism. Okay? Your body likes to be a less weight. It really does. So definitely check into that. Now, okay, some of you say, I can't take the statin medications. Those are the ones that lower the HDL, lower the LDL and the triglycerides, so the bad cholesterol triglycerides, they may raise the HDL, okay? I believe one study came out this weekend talking about how it even protects against erectile dysfunction. Yeehaw! Okay? But what about some of these other medicines like niacin? Now, some of you guys are on niacin. How does that work? Well, it's a B-complex vitamin. It's one of the B vitamins, the nicotinic acid. It lowers LDL, raises HDL. The problem is a lot of you guys will get some flushing and some itching or headache, etc. And so we don't have as many studies saying go for it, so a lot of people don't put themselves through the risk. You got your bile acid resins, like your Welchol, Colestin, Questran. These were older medications that these bile acid or these sequestrants, what they would do is prevent the reabsorption. They bind to bile from the liver, prevent it from being reabsorbed, so they deplete the body supply of cholesterol because bile is made largely of cholesterol. So if you have less resorption of the bile, less cholesterol. But I think you have to take it like multiple times a day. A lot of people don't tolerate that. Then you got the fibrates. The fibrates reduce triglycerides big time and can increase your HDL, like your tricorder.
Hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well, just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse, massive crop failure, chemical or biological attack. So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
My name is Dell, and I live in El Cajon, California. I was concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that high cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries and increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, I heard an ad for Heart and Body Extract, and I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Call me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. 877-996-4327, extension 128. That's 877-996-4327, extension 128.
She's a liar. She's a liar.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Again, big thanks to Tom, who's working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Okay, boy. Okay, I guess I was cut off last time. We were just quickly finishing up on those bile acid medications, Zetia for cholesterol. We will move on. I do commend you not wanting to go and take medications for something that you could treat naturally. I get that. The problem is everybody, you know, but I say this all the time, and I apologize if I repeat myself. One of the reasons why I really, really like the cholesterol medications over these other medications are because I've never had a patient die of a heart attack who was taking his cholesterol medication. But the people that don't seem to take it religiously or do not seem to be in good, shall we say, control of their bad cholesterol, and that plaque rips off the intimal lining, and you get that clot and drop dead. It scares me, and so that's why I'm a huge, huge fan of people actually taking their cholesterol medicines. Even though I take a very long time to decide to put a patient on it, okay, I don't just prescribe it the first day I meet you. I mean, I could be following you for years before I decide to do it, because it's a commitment. It really is. You know, some of you will say, Dahlia, I don't want to go on a cholesterol medicine because once you're on it, you can't get off. Just like a blood pressure medicine. Don't put me on a blood pressure medicine because once I'm on it, you can't get off. Okay. You're not 100% wrong. You're not. Okay. But you're about 90% wrong. Okay. Okay. First of all, if you have high blood pressure and I have to put you on a medicine for the blood pressure and it keeps it down, I take you off the medicine, the blood pressure goes back up. Right? It's like stepping on a hose and not stepping on a hose. Okay? So, of course, your blood pressure is going to go back up because your blood pressure was high before we started the medication. We don't put healthy people on blood pressure medications unless they're a diabetic and we need to protect their kidneys. But it's a very small amount then. But for the most part, if your blood pressure was high, we put you on the medicine, we take you off the medicine, it's going to go right back to being high. Same thing with cholesterol. If your cholesterol is high, we put you on the medicine, it lowers it, you stop the medicine, we take you off, it goes right back up. So the idea that, well, I can't get off of it because I'll always have to be on it, well, again, if your cholesterol or blood pressure or even diabetes, your numbers are off, and you can't change why those numbers are off, then the medicine is going to be the only thing keeping it down. But let's say you can change. Let's say you can control your blood pressure, your sugar, or your cholesterol with weight loss, or with exercise, or with putting away the alcohol, or not putting away in terms of drinking, but, you know, putting the bottle back, or whatever caused those numbers to go up. If you are able to remove that from your daily routine, let's say your blood pressure is high because your mother-in-law lives with you. If you could move that mother-in-law out and your blood pressure goes back down, well, then you aren't going to need the medicines. And then you won't need the medications for life. So, now, some of you will, let's say, Dahlia, I'm going to lose weight. And here we are a year later, you've gained weight. And you still haven't lost it. And meanwhile, for every day your blood pressure is high, your cholesterol is high, your diabetes is high, your sugar is high, it could cause damage. I, as your doctor, can't do that. In fact, us not treating you looks like we're being lazy. You see? Now, I'm not being lazy. I'm just trying to let you do your thing on your own. But a lot of you will start to diet. You know, you'll do really good for a meal, and then you don't stick to it. And maybe it's because we're using the term diet, and we shouldn't. So when a lot of you guys can't stick to it, I'm not doing you any disservice waiting and waiting, saying diet and exercise, because you're just not budging. You're not going in the right direction. And my withholding the medication could be considered malpractice. So if you wonder why doctors are so quick to prescribe, well, the last thing we need is to be sued because we failed to treat. Okay? We're going to treat. We are. Right? And we're not going to treat too early, but we're going to treat when you need it. So if you, let's say you do go on a diet. I start you on a blood pressure medicine. You lose a bunch of weight. I will titrate down your blood pressure medicine and take you off. I've done that a lot. Many of you guys have had gastric band surgeries, lap band surgery, or gastric bypass surgery. Your sugar's dropped. Your cholesterol dropped. Awesome. Also in the news, they were talking about how gastric bypass surgery is very effective in treating type 2 diabetes. Apparently, there was a study published in the New England Journal of Medicine by Cleveland Clinic researchers that found that the majority of patients who underwent surgery were able to be free of insulin and all their diabetes medications 3 years post-op. Why? Now, these are type 2 diabetics who have insulin, but either it's not working well or there's not enough, etc. When they looked at these patients who had medicinal therapy, gastric bypass surgery, sleeve gastrectomy, which is where part of the stomach is removed, the pouch part, so it doesn't affect your intestines and other sorts of anastomoses where your connections, and other types of bariatric surgery, they basically could tell that the gastric bypass group did probably the best. The ones with the sleeve gastrotomy group were also able to control their blood sugar better. More than 90% of patients who underwent bariatric surgery were able to lose 25% of their body weight and control their diabetes without the use of insulin and multiple drugs. Now, does insurance cover it? Well, it used to, then it didn't, and then it used to again, and then now maybe. So check with your insurance. I'm not saying go over and have the surgery. Try to exercise as well. Now, going back to some of you being right, where once you go on the medication, you have to stay on it. Can your body get used to or addicted to the blood pressure medication or the cholesterol medication, etc.? I don't want to say the word addicted. I don't think that's the right term. But I will say that your body will start to rely. And the other thing I've noticed is some of your guys' blood pressure medicine doses many times have to be increased because either your arteries are stiffening or your blood pressure is worsening, or those medications just aren't cutting it anymore. What used to cut it just isn't cutting it anymore. Now, that's very hard to prove because as we age, our blood pressure will rise. So if your blood pressure is rising, is it because the medicine is pooping out, or is it because your blood pressure is rising? You were always a blood pressure patient. We've been holding it at bay with a small medication, and now the blood pressure is rising. But I have had some patients where they've been on lisinopril or Zestril, etc., for 20, 30 years. And it's just not, the blood pressure is still high and they've maxed out on the doses. You know, when you go from 0 to 5, from 5 to 10, from 10 to 20, from 20 to 40, it's not a big linear. It's more of an exponential boost in the beginning, and then it kind of, you know, levels off later on in the curve. So some of you will just kind of get used to the medication if you've been on it for years. But going back to, oh, don't give me the medicine, Dahlia, because then I'm going to be hooked on it. No, it's not like a narcotic. It doesn't work on your addictive centers. But if you have genetically induced blood pressure and you can't really lose any more weight or watch your diet any better than you can, then that medication is the only thing keeping your blood pressure down or your cholesterol down or your diabetes down. Make sense? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. It's frustrating, people. I know. I mean, being born when I was born, by the time I was a teenager in the 80s, you know, it was, don't be going to the medications. It's a sign of weakness. You know, this no pain, no gain. And so I don't take any medications. I mean, I look at now, again, I don't have a cholesterol problem or a blood pressure problem, knock on wood. There's going to be a time where, God forbid, I'm going to need to take a medication. I could totally see myself not want to take it. You know, I hate taking medications. There's just something that's so anti-instinctive. It's like, why am I putting something in my mouth? I don't like it. Allergy season, I'd rather just fight the allergies. I want my body to do what it has to do. But then again, I also understand with the family history that I have, there's some dangerous stuff. And so definitely appreciate, I understand. I don't think you guys are being difficult patients, but I definitely understand your hesitation. But just realize our bodies are designed to go back into the earth. And so if we could slow that down by using a medication, you know, I'm all for that. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so we're going to talk about driver etiquette and how you could maybe avoid whiplash injuries. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338. And talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
We are back on. on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. And again, thank you all very much for donating. We are trying to collect $5 a listener, $5 from everybody. That's all I'm asking for, to help save these kids from blood cancer. Leukemia and Lymphoma Society helps kids and adults pay for their medical costs as well as research leukemia and lymphoma and other types of blood cancers. And so a little bit as just, and I'm not saying $5 a day, just $5. Just donate $5. That's all I'm asking. And get your friend to do it. And get your neighbor to do it. Get your family members to do it. You could go to my website at drdahlia.com. I need to raise $100,000 by May, end of May. So gives you plenty of time. And if there's any other ways that you think you could help me raise money, talk to your employer, talk to your boss, anybody, coworkers, etc. Please, even if you guys could take up a collection, we'll take any of it, all right? And go to my website, drdahlia.com, for more information. Okay, so I'm going to talk about how you can kind of brace yourself and protect yourself in a car accident. I opened the show talking about how my drive in Las Vegas, I love living in Las Vegas, but some of these drivers are really rude and mean to me, and rear endings happen a lot. But before we do that, AskMen.com, I love that, has top 10 driving etiquette mistakes. All right. Apparently, we do things wrong when we drive. And one thing they suggest is that we don't nudge pedestrians. Even though we think that pedestrians love just standing in the middle of the road, dodging cars just to stay alive. No, most pedestrians, if you've actually surveyed them, do not really want to be in the middle of the road. So you kind of, you know how sometimes you'll sit there and you'll kind of go, you know, kind of rev it up just to freak the pedestrian up so they run across. And by the way, if you do live in Vegas, will you stop that? Because we need our tourists. So if you guys are trying to get up and down the strip, and the tourists are kind of, you know, walking along or they're crossing, even though nowadays we have them cross overhead, be nice because we want these people to come here. Tailgating. Don't be tailgating. Just because you're right on top of a car behind you and trying to do this kind of alpha dominant type of thing. Remember, if you hit the back of their car, you're the one that's usually liable. Not the one in front, the one behind. So you want to make sure you got that 2-second rule. You want to make sure there's at least 6 yards, I guess, in front of you and behind you. I understand. I mean, there are ways to let people know. I know a lot of you flash the brights. Don't be flashing the brights. Okay, because all they'll do is move the rearview mirror. You guys do that to me a lot, where you'll flash your brights. Okay, and I just move my rearview mirror, and so I don't, or I go and I fix my makeup. Next, don't drive too slow. Okay, you really don't need to take up. Don't drive too fast, but also don't drive too slow. Okay, I understand that you want to be careful. If that's the case, get off the freeway. But, I mean, if the freeway is 65 miles an hour and you're trying to do the 45 thing, just take the side streets. It's really not worth it, okay? The one thing that really ticks me off is double parking. I don't understand why you guys cannot stay within the lines. We've had to learn how to stay within the lines ever since kindergarten, okay? Some of us even in pre-K or preschool, okay? Right? And then, you know, I also can't stand it when I'm driving and oncoming traffic has their brights on. Okay? That, because I can't look and move and hide my eyes. All right? I mean, but also, can you make sure that your lights are on? It's really nice to know that I'm not going to hit somebody head on. Okay? Another thing with merging. Okay? There was a study that I believe occurred where if cars let the merging happen, they actually got to their destination the same time as not allowing mergers. Okay, so you not wanting to let that one guy come in, let me tell you, the karma will pay you back tenfold. Okay, if somebody needs to come in, let them in. I'm always comfortable with the zipper where every car lets somebody in. That's pretty good. Where I get mad is when I'm driving in L.A., And everybody is in the left lane to go on the on-ramp, and the right lane is supposed to be merging into the left. And rather than everybody going in line, they speed up so then they could take cuts in the front of the line. Now, what do? I purposely have my car between both lanes to stop those people from doing that. And I know I could probably get a ticket for that, but I can't stand being in a line and other people driving and then taking cuts, because now you have everybody taking cuts. So that's just one of those things. But, you know, letting other cars merge, well, you will get paid back tenfold, okay? If there's a traffic light and you guys are upset and you want to just sit there and honk, honking does help stress relief, but it also makes the person next to you stressed. And the last thing you want to do is freak them out, they get a heart attack or they whatever, and then they can't drive because the car is stopped, okay? Just tap it lightly, a little bit of tapping, okay? Some of you guys also, according to AskMen.com, share your music. Now, if the music is a good song, okay, that's cool. I get it. But if the music kind of stinks, yeah, I still have to with your mother and your mother is a black. No, I don't need to hear that on my way to work. Okay. You know, I used to live in Reno, and when we would get a lot of snow about 20 years ago or whatever, it would really drive me when somebody's back window was completely covered because all they did was ice, or all they did was scrape their front window. Make sure you get your back window so you can see what's going on, okay? Because it does drive the rest of us crazy because we think you can't see us. And then one of the biggest mistakes people make with driving etiquette is they don't use a little clicker. Their little turn signal. Will you please use your turn signal so we can figure out what the hell you're doing? Okay, so now you're driving and you are scared to death that somebody is going to hit you because you've been in an accident. Once you've been in a car accident, you are scared to death to be involved in another car accident. And so you start to get a little paranoid. Well, there's some things you could do. Number one is make sure your brake lights, of course, are functioning. Okay? It's hard for you to tell. So what you need to do is while the car is parked, okay, have somebody sit in the front seat, not your kids, of course, hit the brakes, look, make sure the car is parked, and you can check and you can see the brake lights are functioning. So at least do that, okay? Make sure you are always looking at your rearview mirrors, okay? You should always be able to see. Don't be having it on your mouth because we check our teeth or our booger checks, okay? Always look around for an aggressive driver. If you feel like somebody is chasing you down, sometimes that happens where somebody follows you, hunts you down, okay, then you drive yourself to a very public place or you call the police on a hands-free device or something. But that's happened, and that's some scary stuff where they will follow you. That's really, you know. You also want to make sure you have plenty of space, okay? 6 yards. I'm not very good at determining yardage on how much different, you know, how much different space. But what happens if you see it coming? You are sitting there and you see that somebody is not paying attention. All you see is the wheel and a shoulder blade because somebody is leaning over and you're like, oh my gosh. Well, what I do is one is I start rolling forward because I feel there's going to be less momentum than if I am at one stop, unless moving forward means I'm going to be going out into the middle of an intersection. But if it looks like there's some room, I'll start moving forward to limit that. Also, look straight ahead. Don't be looking behind. Don't be in a twisting. Be as straight ahead and have everybody face forward straight ahead. Sometimes the clenching, my husband's a chiropractor, he told me if you are tightened up and braced up during an accident, you get less injury. Keep your wrists flat. Keep yourself braced. The opposite? Oh, you need to be loose in an accident? Oh, my husband's here. Hold on. Are you telling me I'm wrong?
Yeah.
I'm wrong? You said you have to be tense.
No, the opposite. That's the reason drunk drivers do not get hurt.
Are you kidding me? Okay. All right. You know what? My husband's going to do a show. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly. You're supposed to tense up. You're supposed to be like this. Oh, that's funny. Okay.
Honey, look, I'm getting jerky with it.
You're getting what?
getting jerky with it. I'm getting jerky at jerkyspot.com. They've got over 100 delicious jerkies to choose from, like crunchy maple bacon jerky, cranberry jalapeno, and even liquor-infused beef jerky.
Go to jerkyspot.com today and save $5 on your first order. Use the code TRYJERKYSPOT. Jerkyspot.com. It's all your favorite jerky in one spot.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.